mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt. Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There was a conversation I had with a Libyan leader while I was trying to stop Libya.
Well, many Democrats and liberal media outlets are slamming President Trump.
Still working on some specific parts of it, what I call a debt backstop to be able to make sure that that's in place and other aspects of it. But this will get done. We have got to get this done for the nation.
Republican Senator James Lankford, as Republicans and Democrats are back on Capitol Hill with a lot to do. President Trump is pushing to get a sweeping tax bill through before Christmas. The House passed their bill, and the Senate does hope to have a vote later part of this week. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Minnesota Democrat Al Franken apologized after the allegations that he groped four women in the past.
From these stories, it's been clear that there are some women, and one is too many, who feel that I have done something disrespectful, and that's hurt them, and for that I am tremendously sorry.
Franken did say he would fully cooperate with the Senate ethics investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
The White House says President Trump has no plans to travel to Alabama to campaign for Senate candidate Roy Moore. He's facing numerous accusations of sexual misconduct. Last week, Trump noted that Moore has denied the allegations.
Tom Steyer is a billionaire philanthropist and Democrat mega donor. He's also the guy behind those TV commercials advocating for the impeachment of President Trump to the tune of $20 million in an ad buy. Steyer is also a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. Now, we all know Bernie Sanders is a big supporter of getting money out of politics. Steyer was asked on CNN if this is a little bit of a double standard, all the money he's spending and him supporting Bernie Sanders.
We try and do this in as transparent a way as possible, which is why I'm on your show right now, why I say everything that we're doing straightforwardly so people can look at me and gauge whether I'm telling the truth and why I'm doing it.
Sayre also refused to rule out challenging California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein in 2018.
And today is Cyber Monday, so don't forget to go online for all those great deals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Battle over the leadership for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau following the director's departure last week is heating up. Mick Mulvaney, the man President Trump tapped to head the agency in the interim, arrived at the Bureau Monday morning. He promptly sent out an email telling his staff to ignore any communications from Leandra English. English, the former director's chief of staff, filed a lawsuit Sunday evening in D.C.'s district court against Trump and Mulvaney, arguing that her former boss had legal authority to name her the interim director. Will Mark Cuban run for president in 2020? USA Radio's Washington correspondent Justin Duckham has the details.
Businessman Mark Cuban told Fox News Sunday night that there is a 40% chance that he will run for president in 2020. Speaking to Harvey Levin during an interview on Objectified, Cuban said that it could be higher if his wife approves.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're running, where are you right now?
4.
No.
4, yeah.
If your wife says yes, where are you?
5.
Cuban described himself as fiercely independent, but said that if pressed, he would run as a Republican.
Online sales on this Cyber Monday are expected to be even bigger than they were on Black Friday. Experts are predicting online sales could total $6.6 billion today. Kirk Knudsen is a technology expert. He says there are a few things maybe you shouldn't be buying on Cyber Monday.
Home furniture, not the time to buy. Toys and games are really less expensive in 2 weeks from now.
Oh, really?
Gift cards start getting less expensive about a week from now.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
And we're in the studio today. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle at Hot and Hotterden. I'm going to try to figure out what is going on with the holiday parades and see if I have it right. That's what we'll be talking about today. It's also Cyber Monday, and tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, which is a really important fundraising event for our nonprofit organization. So we're going to cover all of that. And there are two annual holiday parades in Hunterdon County. So give some details on that. Talk about Cyber Monday. If you did any shopping, any traditions from Thanksgiving you might want to share. And we're going to highlight some businesses. It was Dickens Weekend in Clinton this past weekend. And I was trying to get Chef Johnny on our show today, but I don't think that's going to work out, but I still want to promote a newer business in the town of Clinton and tell you a little bit about what you find when you go in there. So I hope you stay with us. We're going to have a great show today. As always, I have to do a little bit of paying the bills, but stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And here we are to talk about the weather. Well, it is pretty nice out, I have to say. Today, actually the whole weekend was really quite nice, very seasonable, and a great way to start our approach to the winter holidays. And Thanksgiving is something that I always use as an old wives' tale. And if it snows before Thanksgiving, I always think we're going to have a bad winter. And if it doesn't have any snow whatsoever before Thanksgiving, I think we're going to have a great, really warm and exceptionally nice winter, which for me means very little snow. You know, that S word, we try to avoid it here in the studio. So today, what are we looking at? It got to be about 50 degrees or so today. And tonight we have mostly clear skies with a low around 27. So you do need that comforter, maybe a little
fireplace action going on, maybe a little hot chocolate. If there's a fireplace and hot chocolate, there should be s'mores. I don't know if we want to eat them, but we definitely want to make them because that's so much fun. Tomorrow is beautiful. Sunny skies, a high of 54. Tuesday night, a mostly clear night again, a low of 38. So one less blanket tomorrow evening on Tuesday, November 28th. On Wednesday, I think it's our beach day. It's beautiful skies, high of 57. Absolutely sunny and beautiful. We'll take that. We'll take that at the beach. I think a little running on the boardwalk might be in order. Wednesday night, it's mostly clear with a low of 30 degrees. So again, we could just keep that one blanket on the bed. Thursday, another beautiful, mostly sunny day, a high of 52. Thursday night, we are looking at a chance of showers. It'll be after 8 p.m. though. And the precipitation is about 50%, but that precipitation is not snow. So that's really exciting. Maybe just some showers between 8 p.m. and midnight. Friday, we do have another chance of showers, but it's partly sunny with a high near 50. So that is a perfect week. Friday night, maybe a few more showers before 8 p.m., which may be important for us if we can figure out the events that we're talking about today, the parades, holiday parades. So if there is one Friday, which we're going to be confirming on the break, we have a high near 50. So pretty exciting stuff. We have another commercial, and then we'll be back here in the studio. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back here in the studio. We're going to start off with our quote for the day, and it's about tradition. So we are wrapping up Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of things going on. And many of you may do the same thing year after year. That's how we get our traditions, and you may be upholding them, but perhaps not really still feeling them. Maybe you tried something new, as I did this Thanksgiving. For the first time, I had a holiday dinner in a restaurant. So that was the first time. I don't know if that'll be a new tradition, but it certainly was something different for me. And some people really hold on to tradition. So, you know, if you want to call into the studio here, 908-237-0410, tell us what your new traditions are, your older traditions, those things that keep your family going. We'd love to hear about it. So our quote is from Joyce Meyer, and it is this: many people feel so pressured by the expectations of others that it causes them to be frustrated. But learning how to be led by traditions can make the best of the expectations. So we really wanted to highlight some of the traditions that go on. And one of those traditions is certainly Dickens Days in Clinton. That may be something that you do every year. If you're not familiar with Dickens Days, the town, the entire town, becomes something out of a Charles Dickens novel. And we're going to post some pictures on our website here and talk a little bit more about that, what's going on. And if you wanted to start a tradition, what would you start it with? Is this something you'd consider a first time visiting Dickens Days and hearing the carolers and the actors roaming around the street? Or do you have something that you really hold on to that makes you get through the year just looking forward to a tradition? Let us know.
Singing my songs on a room, another town, one more show. And I'm coming home, don't give a damn what these keys are for. I I'm on a knock down that front door and wanna find out what that house is made of. Been too many nights since it's failed us make love. I wanna rock some sheetrock, knock some pictures off the wall. Love you baby like a wrecking ball. Look at you, send me one more shot, sitting on a bathroom sink, damn you, ready to turn me on, I'm painting your toenails pink, easy baby for you to say, but if I can make it just one more day, that old house is gonna be shaking. But I won't be surprised if the whole damn place just falls. Wanna rock you, baby, like a wrecking ball. Take it right there, baby. Rock it, baby, like a wrecking ball.
And we're back here at Hot 100, and I found the information that I needed. So see if you want to start a new tradition. It is the 31st annual Christmas parade in the town of Clinton. And I had a little hesitation because I almost felt like I missed the parade with some other information that was talking about Dickens Days, and I got a little nervous. But here we have the 31st annual Christmas parade. It is December 1st, which is this Friday. It's from 7 to 8 p.m. And it is a wonderful Clinton tradition. It says so right on their website, so you know it must be true. With more than 40 floats. Parade route includes East Main and Center Streets, which if you've never been to Clinton, you must. And that refers to that small stretch of downtown where all of the businesses are, including the second block where the bookstore is and the restaurant and some other businesses. Most people do know the Clinton Bookshop there. And the traffic closes down around 5:30, although until 6:30 you can still enter from the east end. And there's so many places to park there in the municipal lots, and with the stores not being or businesses not being open at that time of evening, most people do park at the abandoned A&P parking lot and, of course, all the bank parking lots across the street that are sponsors of the float. So you do want to get there around 5:30. We're going to talk about some places and things you could do before the parade and also after the parade. It lasts about an hour, and then at 6:30 is really when things start happening. The parades start going down at 7. There's an appearance of Santa Claus. Usually there's some candy throwing going on, and usually there are a lot of characters. And through this parade that's been going on for 31 years, I've attended many of them. I think one year I was the only person who did attend the parade. It was the worst rain. It was a monsoon, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who was waiting for Santa Claus. It generally doesn't get canceled. I remember after September 11th seeing all the barricades, and it was just a different flavor from the traditional holiday parade. Security was so tight. And unfortunately, we're back in that mentality again. over Black Friday weekend with the shooting in the Middletown Mall in New York, in Orange County, and some other shootings that happened. A football game was canceled for a threat of a shooting, and then a woman was killed just a mile from where that game would have taken place. So way too much violence. And so we sometimes have to monitor and change our traditions because of the current climate. So hopefully it will be a great parade. And I'm going to put some information on our Hot and 100 page so you can find out a little bit more about that. And that is not the only parade in Hunterdon County this weekend. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. I'm going to catch up with my social media posting while we're doing our commercials. And then we'll be back here in the studio. Stay with us.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, and we're back here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon talking about traditions and establishing traditions right here in Hunterdon County. And certainly we can't move forward without thinking about the Clinton Holiday Parade and so many great events that the town of Clinton puts on, and some of our wonderful towns throughout Hunterdon County that are doing everything possible to encourage visitors and growth and to stimulate the economy. We are wrapping up Small Business Saturday, which was just this past Saturday. And of course, the town of Clinton had celebrated Dickens Days, which was a town-wide event, and they had musicians, they had carolers, they had period costumes, and they had horse and buggy rides. I'm going to have to find some pictures of that and see if I could share those on our page. So if you're looking to start a new tradition, or if you perhaps had attended the parade in the past and haven't been there in a while, or if it's something that every year you change your schedule around to make sure that you can make the Clinton Holiday Parade, I want to make sure you have that information. So that's this coming Friday, which is December 1st, the earliest the parade can ever be because it is always the first Friday in December. And I shared some of my funny and sad stories, me alone in a monsoon waiting for Santa. And really, I know you think I'm exaggerating, but I'm not so much. There were really no one was out on the street. It was such a sad, sad day. I don't know how many years ago that was, but certainly within the last five. And then the freezing cold, how many years I thought that I was going to get frostbite. It was so cold standing outside. And then the perfect weather that we have for this Friday, which, you know, there may be a chance of a shower, 50%, but it should be in the mid to upper 40s, which is really perfect for this time of year and for an outdoor parade. The parade starts at 7, and I wanted to mention, couldn't get Chef Johnny on our show with the schedule and my trying to book last week. It was just so hectic. So I did want to let you know about a restaurant that's in the town of Clinton that is called Johnny's Place. It's on Lee Street in Clinton. Now, this was at one time the original Clinton Bakery, and then it was a few other things. But now you'll see that there's a chalkboard sign outside, because it is one of the few restaurants in Clinton that is open at night. So you could pick up some sandwiches and some food after 6 o'clock and know that you can get some good food there. So Johnny's Place, they do catering and they're very proud. I had a few minutes to talk to the chef Johnny a few weeks ago to try to prepare for an upcoming visit here or call in at Hot 100 Inn. And I learned that they have award-winning chili. So if you're a chili fan, might be something for you to try. But they also have a lot of hot and cold subs and burgers, if you're a burger person. They have a pretty varied menu. It's very reasonable. And we really love their hours. They're open until 9 p.m. every day. And they're also open on Mondays. So typically they're open from 11 to 9. Could always call ahead, but it's so nice to have some choices to pick up a quick sub right in town and know that a restaurant is open. So we wanted to give a shout out to that restaurant, and they do catering, as I said. You could check out their website. We'll put a link up at the next commercial, which somehow radio time always goes so quickly. We're almost at our half mark at the hour here, so I don't know how that happens. But we still have a lot to talk about, including the fact that we have another parade to talk about in Hunterdon County, also this weekend, I believe. So I'm going to check that out while we listen to an update on the news. I haven't heard the news all day, and I was too busy when I came into the studio. So after the news break, we'll be back to talk about our second parade of the county traditions and what is going on in this great county.
I'm going to try to learn from my mistakes. And in doing so, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, and I want to be someone who adds something to this conversation.
Speaking earlier today, Democratic Senator Al Franken says he knows he let a lot of people down and hopes he can learn from his mistakes. Speaking at the Capitol today, Franken did apologize after allegations came out that he groped 4 women in years past. Britain's Prince Harry said Monday he was thrilled to be marrying his girlfriend Meghan Markle early next year. Merkel and Prince Harry sat down with the BBC to discuss how the British royal family has been treating her since the couple started dating.
Yes, his family's been so welcoming and
you've met quite a few of them, actually.
I have, on both sides of his family, his mom's side as well, which has been really important to me, too.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221, 800-361-4221, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Turkish government says the U.S. plans to stop arming Kurdish fighters in Syria that have been fighting against ISIS and the Syrian government. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, tells MSNBC's Morning Joe the U.S. has a sad history of cutting off the Kurds.
So it's not only wrong morally, but going forward, what other leverage do we have over Syria? What other leverage do we have over Iran and Russia-backed Syria government? The Syrian Kurds are our only players.
All eyes will be on Los Angeles this week for the first major U.S. auto show of the season. Alyssa Z has the details.
The 2017 LA Auto Show features 1,000 new vehicles with more than 5 dozen debuts. Chevrolet will offer the North American debut of the 2019 Corvette ZR1. The new Infiniti QX50 headlines the luxury Japanese automaker's display this year, and California's Aria Group, specializing in building concept cars for the big car companies, hints that it will be revealing its own concept this week. The LA Auto Show opens to the public on Friday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
President Trump honored a group of Navajo code talkers at the White House today. The group used their native language to protect U.S. battlefield communications during World Wars I and II. Things got a little awkward when President Trump referred to Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas, a nickname he bestowed upon the liberal senator from Massachusetts during the campaign last year. Take a listen.
You were here long before any of us were here, although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you.
President Trump also commented that he is confident about getting a big tax bill through the Senate. A man who survived the Las Vegas massacre died several weeks later in a hit-and-run accident in southern Nevada. Roy McClellan was killed when he was hitchhiking about 60 miles northwest of Las Vegas, Nevada. Roy's wife shares her thoughts after the tragedy.
I'm angry. I feel that he probably was under the influence of something or drunk and didn't want to get caught, so he bailed and left my husband laying there in the street.
Denise McClelland also said she's having a hard time coming to grips with this tragedy.
I don't understand why he wasn't taken at the shooting, but a month later he gets taken this way.
Authorities did find the car involved in the crash, and charges against the driver are pending. It is worth noting that McClelland is not the only survivor of the Las Vegas massacre who died in the past few weeks. At least four other people have died after surviving the massacre in Las Vegas in October. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
And with all that's going on, that sure seemed like short news, and I'm still fiddling around with our posts here on Hutton Hunterdon, so you know and can find Johnny's in Clinton, and try to figure out what I'm doing here. Okay, so we do have a second parade to talk about, which is on Sunday in Flemington, so it's just able to find out some information about that. So that's pretty exciting to have not just one, but two places to go for the weekend. You can start a new tradition and make it a double tradition and do two holiday parades, right? That's pretty cool. All right, here in Hunterdon. And I haven't even searched the rest of the information to see if there might be any other places where there are upcoming holiday parades in Hunterdon County. So we do have the information about the Hunterdon Parade. It's called the Hunterdon Parade, the one in Flemington. It's actually called the Annual Holiday Parade. So I want to make sure I get this right and that we have these two different parades, one in Clinton and one in Flemington. So it's pretty great that that is going on here in our county. And we talk about a lot how we really have to be able to almost address our living area as if we were tourists so that we don't miss any of the great things that are going on. And I think the holiday parade are some of those things that we think about the traffic and we forget. We're here in Hunterdon. The traffic is manageable, and it's a great way to get out and just be present. So We are looking forward to that for sure. And we've talked about some of the other parades that they have in Flemington when we talk about the Fine Artisans Show. So this is another opportunity to take advantage of a place where you can get plenty of parking and enjoy such a great event and start a tradition. It's always fun to do that. So that's what we have going on today. We're going to talk a little more about the specifics about the parade that's going on in Flemington, since we have Clinton all figured out. So stay with us. We'll be back.
I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. You never gave us a chance to be. And I don't need you to be by my side. Tell me that everything's all right. Just wanted you to tell me the truth. You know I do that for you. So why are you running away? Why are you running away? Cause I did enough to show you.
And so now the details for our second parade. It's called the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, and it's here in Flemington. It takes place on Sunday, December 3rd, so you could hit the Clinton one on Friday, December 1st. Come on out to Flemington on Sunday, December 3rd, and the parade starts at 5 p.m. You can start to see the parade line up around 3 p.m. You can park over at the Liberty Village and walk over, and you could see all the different parades and take a little walk around, although the Route 12 entrance is for floats only. They do have an order from the Flemington Police, absolutely no throwing of candy or items from the float, so just bear that in mind. Otherwise, the parade route will proceed from the Liberty Village down Church Street and then onto Main Street and concluding at the Civil War Monument. So you could take your place anywhere along Main Street or, of course, Church Street, and you'd get to see all the parades. So that's pretty good, right? Those are two different parades. I also wanted to take a little bit of time today to talk about Giving Tuesday. We were talking about Small Business Saturday, especially when we had one of our guests on who owns a solar company, Mike Mazzo, talking about the importance of small business and what they give back to the community, how they hire local individuals, and usually are a lot more flexible. But truly, how they give so much back to the community in donations and volunteer time, we see that. I think the perfect example to use would be the Clinton Bookstore, with Harvey volunteering, putting together the farmer's market. I believe it's in its third or fourth year, where he's volunteering and coordinating that for all the businesses. And it's that volunteerism, that imperative that people feel that own businesses in the community to help the community to thrive. And really, that is something extraordinary. And there are a lot of small businesses in and around Hunterdon County, Frenchtown. There's some great examples there, people that volunteer, that give donations, that really care about what's happening in the community, that get up and support events like the first inaugural Rivertown Music and Art Festival this year, how the businesses came together to try to support that, because we know that we have to work together to have a strong community, but we need people to participate in these events. And, you know, sometimes I think traditions get started out of a sense of obligation or duty, but sometimes they're started too from a sense of loneliness, from a need to try to capture in an extraordinary way, a way to honor the ordinary. And that's what gets us through the day sometimes. When we have something to look forward to, even if it's just something that marks our week, something that we do every week, like coming here on Mondays really puts a great spin on my week. I know every Monday I'm going to leave my office before 3, and I'm going to be done here in the studio at 5, and it marks my week. It starts my week off to a great start. I have something to look forward to. You all listen to me. You can turn me off, but I'm still going to keep talking. So that's always a bonus, right? I'm an audience of one today. And I get to meet special guests. And it puts a great way for my week to start off, something to look forward to. And sometimes we have to do that with the holidays, start a new tradition. We know that the suicide rates are always increasing along with the calls to the hotline when we start getting towards the holiday season. So maybe this is the year that you need to start a new tradition. We have them abound here in Hunterdon County. And I want to mention that we have mummers. The mummers are usually at the Clinton Parade. I didn't see it advertised this year, but I have seen them advertised at the Hunterdon Holiday Parade in Flemington. So some great things to think about, start a new tradition, and get things on the right path. Just that little change to our day helps us to rise above what may be going on in our lives. So hopefully you'll take heart and start something new, or as a way to honor those that aren't with us anymore, keep a tradition alive. It's definitely a difficult time for many people this time of year. So we want to think of them too and find ways to reach out in the community. So if you have a neighbor that maybe doesn't get out too much, or you have a child that's doing a holiday concert, invite your neighbor, bring your neighbor, transport your neighbor, you know, break up their day a little bit too. It's the kindness that we show to others that helps them. And then we find that it helps us as well. So let's do some commercials. And then I want to talk about Giving Tuesday, because that is a great way for nonprofits to take advantage of the donations that go on online. And I want to see if we have some Hunterdon County Giving Tuesday events. Websites, things we can share. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here in the studio to talk about Giving Tuesday. So, we know that there was Black Friday, and then there was Small Business Saturday, and then there was Cyber Monday, which is going on today. I don't know if you got any great deals or not. I did get a special coupon, 25% off, to my favorite running store, and I might just have been contemplating a new pair of running sneakers with a very enticing coupon. There's some crazy deals going on Cyber Monday, and it's also a time for hacking. I think we need to get a security expert in here before the end of the year to tell us how to keep our information safe online for things like shopping and giving. But tomorrow starts Giving Tuesday, so I don't know if anyone's participated in that. But basically, Giving Tuesday is a global day of giving, and this has been going on. I'm going to get some information on this, possibly, so we can get it right. But Giving Tuesday is always the Tuesday after Cyber Monday, which is the Monday after Black Friday. So a lot to keep straight here in the studio. But Giving Tuesday is a way to give donations online. And it is definitely a way that nonprofit organizations can capture some revenue for people that would like to give a donation, an annual donation, and would like to do it electronically and fund different projects. So at NorwestCap, of course, we have our food bank that does a little Giving Tuesday event. And I wanted to mention Grow a Row. This is a Hunterdon County charity, and they have a Giving Tuesday that they've been doing for the last few years. And their organization provides farm fresh produce to neighbors in need and certainly to the food bank. And they have right on their website, which we'll share, they have a gift donation that you can provide on Giving Tuesday. It is a pretty interesting concept, this Giving Tuesday, and I don't know if anyone participated in it or wants to share a little bit of information about it, but it was a great way to give for global giving. There's a lot of events. We've had people here from Hunterdon that have adopt a country that has a group of local Hunterdon families and businesses that are supporting, really helping a country in Africa, a place in Africa, a village, to build libraries and schools, and what a great way to give back. So there's so many different charities, local and globally, that are available. And we always want to make sure that our listeners do an educated search of the nonprofit that you want to give to. I am a huge proponent of designated giving, that if you know, there is something within an organization that you want to fund, that you restrict your donation to that particular project or category. So, for example, if it is with helping children, perhaps you would want to restrict a gift to a charity so that it only goes to the children, or perhaps you really want to support a senior program, or you're an artist and you want to make sure that there are art classes available. And so you can put a restriction on your donation, and I wouldn't do a Giving Tuesday designation unless you can indeed indicate how you want to restrict your gifts. You can, you know, certainly give blindly, but we do like our educated listeners to really think about how they want their money to be spent. And our nonprofits are charitable stewards of that money, so, you know, they do need to follow those restrictions. So Giving Tuesday, it's a hashtag Giving Tuesday, and it's a way to really make sure that we're all thinking about other people. It's an International Day of Giving, and it's the beginning of the holiday season. And I'm not really sure how it started, but I know it's been a way for nonprofits to raise some funding that they wouldn't have access to otherwise, and to give some information. Let's see if we could find some information about it. It was started in 2012. By the 92nd Street Y and the United Nations Foundation. And it was in direct response to the commercialization and consumerism in the post-Thanksgiving season. Has anyone witnessed that? I think maybe we have. But Giving Tuesday in 2012 raised over $10 million. So that's pretty interesting, right? And let's see, the next year it raised $19 million, which was 2013. By 2014, it raised over $26 million. In 2015, $39 million. And in 2016, it raised $47.7 million that moved through the biggest donation processor, which is Blackboard. And that's not even the total money received. So that was just through, we do have total money through Blackboard, Donor Perfect Global, Giving Network, and Network for Good. And so it looks like that number could be as high last year as $117 million. So from the first year, we know it raised $10 million just through the one donation processor. So think about how much money this charity has created from just 2012. Just in 5 years, I can't wait to see what number we're looking at this year, but it more than doubled from 2014 to 2015. So we were at $117 million total. I don't know why in 2016 they couldn't capture that number. So we only have the Blackboard number, which was almost $50 million, which was $10 million more in 2016 than 2015. So this is growing. This is such a great way for Giving Tuesdays to be on websites so that the nonprofit organizations can really get coverage about their charity and about what they would do with the donations. So it's really, really exciting. And we're starting to see some of the social media sites like Facebook really starting to help the nonprofit organizations. They'll say, you know, certainly Amazon Smiles is available for donations. Donna, who was on talking about her run, the Huff and Puff After You Stuff Smile for Margaret's run. You can also do Amazon Giving just by shopping But you can also do this Giving Tuesday and designate your funding, your donation, to a nonprofit organization. So we'll put some of the hunting groups up on our Facebook page, and hopefully you'll think about that. And I don't know where the hour goes, but it really goes quickly. Thanks for staying with us as we figured out our holiday parades, our traditions, starting new traditions and honoring our older traditions, and certainly about Giving Tuesday, supporting our nonprofits. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm going to try to learn from my mistakes. And in doing so, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, and I want to be someone who adds something to this conversation.
Speaking earlier today, Democratic Senator Al Franken says he knows he let a lot of people down and hopes he can learn from his mistakes. Speaking at the Capitol today, Franken did apologize after allegations came out that he groped four women in years past. Britain's Prince Harry said Monday he was thrilled to be marrying his girlfriend Meghan Markle early next year. Merkel and Prince Harry sat down with the BBC to discuss how the British royal family has been treating her since the couple started dating.
Yes, his family's been so welcoming and
you've met quite a few of them, actually.
I have, on both sides of his family's mom's side as well, which has been really important to me, too.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Turkish government says the U.S. plans to stop arming Kurdish fighters in Syria that have been fighting against ISIS and the Syrian government. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, tells MSNBC.